Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Time to figure out what happened to the markets on Tuesday. Duane Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing down in Britton, South Dakota. Not really a turnaround Tuesday.
Mostly just kind of a rebound Tuesday. I mean, these markets have just been grinding lower. These markets, I mean, the grain side of things, a lot of selling by the funds. They keep getting more short this market. And a lot of farmer selling, too. A lot more than I thought once we flipped the calendar to this 2024 year. I think there's been a lot of farmers selling, taking the cash, don't really like the price because I think that's what's happening because our phones have been more busy here about people buying it back and using the futures and options side of things, but not a lot of bullish news, so probably just a dead cat bounce off of the lows from yesterday. Remember, a huge report on Friday. You know, if you're already short, I don't know if people want to be even more short for that big report. You know, I think so much of it with China comes down to them also watching South America weather, just like we are. You know, ever since it started raining around, you know, mid-December in some of the dry areas of Brazil, December 19th is the last time we had a daily sales announcement for soybeans to China. So ever since then, I think they've backed off and said, okay, Brazil's going to have a crop. We're okay to wait and buy from them. And, you know, up till March, we're still the cheapest corn and soybeans out there in the world. But from March moving forward, South America is, and it's a cheaper price than we are right now. So, it's just economics. China wants to wait for that. But, yeah, every time you get a bump in the market, especially like wheat on Friday was up, you hear that rumor that China's interested in buying more wheat from the U.S. And then yesterday when we didn't get confirmation they bought, then down we go because they didn't buy. So China's always in the news. Well, that's good to hear. The trade estimates came out overnight. And for the most part, the trade estimates are really close to what the last report was, which surprises me a little bit. I mean, okay. That's the safe bet, I suppose. But this report often has fireworks with it. It's, you know, we change production. We could change harvested acres. We could change demand and global supplies. And then we got the December stocks report as well, which, of course, year over year, corn stocks are going to be higher. The one thing I will say about this report is that everyone's leaning, since this market has been sold off so much, everyone's leaning so bearish that a neutral to slightly bullish report might get people who are short this market, you know, previously sold, saying, "I get me out of the short positions. I'm not bullish. I just don't want to be short anymore." But that would cause a short covering rally in corn that, if it's strong enough, could really rally us, you know, 30 to 50 cents. I mean, it depends on the severity of it, of course. But I'm leaning a little bit friendly report just, honestly, just because everyone's been so bearish up to this point, so I'm hoping we just got to swing the other way.
Duane Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing. What were the livestock markets doing yesterday?
A better day. And the cattle market is strong moving forward anyway. We got this big winter storm that's going through the Midwest, right? And then another storm coming this weekend and frigid temps. I think we should build a weather premium in this market. And really, the cash market's around, I'm going to say, an average of 173 for cash fats. But the February board, even with the updated day, is below 171 when normally February trades at a $2 to $3 premium. So look for more of that to come, I think. The cattle market's got to inch up a little bit higher, if you ask me. Yes, there's a lot of cattle out there. They're very heavy weights, but maybe this cold weather is going to trim those heavy weights down a little bit.
Duane, what's the number one question you get asked by farmers?
Is the market done going down? And I say yes, but I said that a month ago, too. So take it with a grain of salt.
Duane Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, Britton, South Dakota, a farmer, producer, broker, and analyst. Thank you, Duane. Give him a call. He's always willing to talk markets. All right, we are going to take a break for the weather, because at the moment, whether it's South America or North America, that's what's affecting the market. We'll be right back after a check of the weather and the markets.